With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Welcome everyone, it's Saturday afternoon, it's 5 past 5 and we're live...
It's Sports Report!
We're live at Broadhurst Park and the home of FC United, and one team, well, two teams this afternoon in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division, would like to be playing here at Broadhurst Park next season. So we're here for a playoff finals day special, and coming up we're going to be hearing from Spennymoor Town winners this afternoon against Stourbridge by 1-0. We're going to hear from Mark Carruthers. We're going to try and get Jason Ainsley on. We're also going to be hearing from Cal McCauley at Witton Albion. Plus, we've got Andrew Simpson coming on in a second. Witton Albion winners this afternoon. However, the game at Fazer Celtic between Ossett Town and Fazer Celtic has gone to extra time. More on that as we go. Now, we're waiting to hear back from Spennymoor. I think the first person we should go to, though, is Andrew Simpson, because Mark Carruthers has basically said, don't call me, there's too much going on here. So we're going to hear now from, I should say, Swampy's with us as well, and myself, Ben, here. We're going to speak to Andrew Simpson now, hopefully, if he answers. He might be doing an interview, he might be running on the pitch, might all kinds of things going on.
Well, I think he's there. Is that you? Are you there, Simo?
Hello? If you can hear me.
I can hear you, yes. What's gone on this afternoon, then, at Winsham Park?
It's, I suppose, justice in a way. The second best team in Division 1 South has been promoted. Witton Albion have beaten Spalding 2-1 in the playoff final. And deservedly so as well. They were much the better team, particularly in the second half, mate, where they completely dominated the game and took the lead through an absolute wonder goal from Brad Bress after 66 minutes. Fitting. Young player of the year, Witten's player of the season without any question. I never thought, okay, here we go, Witten on their way. And then what happens? 3 minutes later, Leon Mettim, Spalding's star striker, scores an even better goal to make it 1-1. And you could hear a pin drop at Winsham Park briefly, and it did knock Witten off course for a short while. But they were back on it again, and it's fitting that their captain, Anthony Gardner, ended up scoring the winning goal with 15 minutes left. His first goal of the season. Not bad timing, and they went on and saw it out pretty comfortably despite a little bit of pressure applied by Spalding late on. But we have to be honest, Spalding was second best today, and the best team has won.
Simo, we know Spalding went into extra time against Stocksbridge Park Steels on Tuesday night. Do you think that probably had an effect on today's game? We talked about it, didn't we, on Tuesday. Obviously, the 1-0 victory against AFC Russian Diamonds within normal time. And do you think that played its part today?
I think a little bit. Certainly towards the end when Spalding needed a reaction, they just didn't seem quite to have it in them. I mean, to be fair to Spalding, I mean, it was a very even game in the first half. It was rightly 0-0 at half-time. Don't know what Carl McCauley said to his players during the interval, but they came out at the start of the second half and assumed control of the game. And to be fair, it was more that Spalding were pushed onto the back foot rather than they necessarily were wanting to be there. There felt an inevitability about Witten taking the lead when they did, because they'd absolutely battered the door down for the first 20 minutes of the second half. Got the breakthrough. Let's be fair to Spalding, that it's pretty much their only shot of the second half, but Liam Mettim conjured a goal from absolutely nothing. And you thought, OK, that might give them a little bit of a lift. It certainly stunned Witten, but once kind of Witten had come off through that daze and kind of steadied themselves, normal service was resumed. I think, you know, we're talking about it before the game, there is 17 points distance between these two teams in the table, and I think in the end that told more than anything else. Witten are just a better side. They felt a little bit of an element of destiny about it. I mean, they're so desperate to go up after being relegated 2 years ago, and they handled the occasion brilliantly, to be fair, and rolled on by a really, really loud home support.
I think you're right. You look at 17 points difference between the two teams. Spalding themselves have been in third position for the vast majority of the season. They would have felt by beating Stocksbridge Park Steels on Tuesday, it was probably the right thing because of where they've been all through the season.
Yes.
And we know the quality of football that Witten have played this year. You know, it was a good game against AFC Russian and Diamonds, and a better team won there. How important do you think it is? And have you spoken to him yet? But Mark Harris must be so made up this evening.
Mark Ice was understandably just beside himself at the end. It was a really lovely moment where I spoke to Carl McCauley just briefly in the tunnel while the players were celebrating on the pitch. I mean, to see him that emotional, to see him, he could barely speak, he was shaking. It does mean an awful lot for Witten. They feel that they should be at least in the Premier Division, and it's been quite a long road back there. I mean, it's almost 2 years to the day that they were relegated in unbelievable circumstances at Stamford, and the only kind of player still at the club who was there then is Anthony Gardner, who scored the winning goal today. So there's kind of a nice line for me in there, that he's the one that sends them back to the Premier Division. So yeah, it means an awful lot. I mean, the kind of whispers and the worst case scenario is what would have happened to this team if they didn't get over the line. Would the club been able to keep them together for another tilt at Division 1 South next season? Luckily they don't have to worry about that, and they can really now hopefully kick on.
Well, Simo, a big thank you for joining us. We'll be are you coming down on Wednesday for the MPL season review?
I will be there.
Brilliant stuff. Well, we'll get your thoughts then as well. But a big thank you for joining us for this playoff final day special. And
no problem.
Send our best to all the journalists there, and Mark Lee at the Sporting Guardian as well. And
true. Well, this is always nice to talk to you, my friend. And we'll catch up with you on Wednesday.
Right. So we should get up to Spennymoor now, I think. We've got Mark Carruthers, obviously editor of the Non-League Daily and all-round good egg. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Ben.
We were meant to call you 10 minutes ago, but apparently there were some scenes or something.
Scenes is probably the right word. Yeah, got caught up writing it with my camera and my phone trying to get footage as well for the NPL. But a great day for Spenny. You know, they will be at the highest level they've ever played at. I've escaped to the media room just to try and get some quiet. I don't think that's probably still not going to happen. But they deserve it. They were better on the day than Stourbridge. Spenny were grateful to Dan Lawson, the goalkeeper, for two extraordinary saves in injury time. It's been a great day here at Brewery Field.
And we promised a big crowd, and a big crowd it was. Over 1,600 there to watch Spennymoor Town win against Stourbridge. A cracking advert for the league.
Yeah, a brilliant advert. And to be fair, two of the best teams in the league this season. You know, they're in the playoff final for a reason. And it was a good spectacle. Stourbridge, we slightly disappointed with the first half performance. They weren't at the greatest. They didn't really play to their strengths. Second half, they came into it. But Spenny always looked comfortable until the last five, when I think the nerves kicked in. Overall, I think they deserve to go up.
Well, the two teams, and I suppose, Mark, it would have been the game to go to if you had only a game this weekend to go to, be watching two of the best footballing teams. Both had tremendous seasons. Spennymoor now, Blyth, South Shields. We know Darlington would have been there, but obviously we know what's happened there. The North East is on the rise hugely, isn't it? And, you know, Graham Fenton's going to be massively, massively encouraged by that. And going into this division, there's a little bit of money at Spennymoor. Do you think they're going to be able to attract more players? And the likes of Arca, who's been playing for the love of the game more than anything, is he going to be wanting to travel this far now, going further up in this division?
Yeah, I think that's a very much a wait and see with Julio. I know he works at Sunderland's academy.
He'll be relegated today.
As a Newcastle fan, that's sad news. But anyway,
that's why I said it to you.
We'll move on. I think South Shields will go into that division, and for me, they'll be favourites. There's a lot of money at the club. There's a lot of momentum at the club. And there's some very, very exciting plans. So I think going into that first division North, I would make them favourites next season. They will shock a few in the summer. I think there'll be a few big signings that will go in there. But they'll be encouraged by, you know, the kind of path, as you just said, that Spennymoor, Darlington have led through the Evo Stick. Obviously, Spartans have gone up as well this year as deserved champions. And, you know, it's a good time for North East Non-League football. Everything's positive. Obviously, the Darlington situation was... it was sad to see that they've been denied the chance to kick on, but that National League North next season is going to be an interesting.
Interesting
division.
But the one thing to bear in mind is that you, as we've seen, all these teams all actually play football, proper football, all the way through. It's not a kick and rush game. Spennymoor, we were watching Spennymoor a couple of weeks ago, and to be honest, 1-11, not a bad player on the pitch. They play good quality football, and they're going to bring something more to the division now, aren't they? Because they're a quality outfit.
They are a very good outfit. I mean, you don't have players like Jamie Chandler, Rob Ramshaw, who, by the way, it's worth keeping an eye on on Spennymoor's excellent coverage today for his goal. Absolutely outstanding finish. With his swinger as well, with his weaker foot, his left. Spenny, you know, they are one of the better football sides in the league. They have been, to be fair, throughout Jason Ainsley's time here. He's always produced good football on sides. And this one's no different. Easily the best side that he's produced here, with a fair smattering of quality from higher up the leagues. You know, like Curtis coming from Gateshead. Armstrong, who was prolific at Whitby as well. He's had a good season this season. But Glenn Taylor, someone who stepped up from the EBAC Northern League, played brilliantly today, Jason Ainsley's just walked in here. Do you want to chat with him?
Oh yeah, put Jason on. That was going to be my last question. Thanks, Mark.
Get in there. Hello.
Hello, Jason. How are you? Jason Ainsley now joins us. You're live on the radio, so please do not swear, Jason. That'd be great. But a big
I don't mind you swearing him. He's has to edit the program really difficultly.
A big congratulations. It's Ben and Swampy here. What's your feelings now after that one today?
Just absolutely overwhelmed. You know, I honestly didn't think it was going to be my day here. When we went for a pre-match and somebody's got at the back of my car on the way out, so I just knocked on me on the back end of my Mercedes in, so I've had an absolute stinker. So I've come to the game not expecting much, but the lads put an absolute shift. You know, they were unbelievable. Deserved to win the game, but then our keepers pulled off two unbelievable staves in injury time to get us over the line. So, you know, absolutely delighted. You know, pleased for everybody concerned with the football club, from supporters to staff to the helpers and to the fans, you know, and most of all the chairman, who's backed me all the way. Three promotions in 4 years, it doesn't get better than this.
Well, me and Ben were talking, we were there to watch you drub Matlock 4-0 about 3 weeks ago. And
yeah,
to be honest, I've got to say, the first team I've seen from the Conference North all the way down to have 11 players on the pitch and not one person in any position that you saw any weakness in, and that's got to be testament. You've built a team and a squad there of absolute quality. We know, and I think most people know, there's a little bit of money at the club, which is nothing wrong with that, but the players you brought in and the blend you've got are absolutely tremendous, and you're going to grace this next division, there's no question about it.
No, I mean it's one of them where we've had our ups and downs in the season. You know, we've had tears, we've had, you know, euphoria. But our goal at the end of the season was to get promoted, and we've done it tough. We've had a tough season, but we've got over the line. I think we've done what Spennymoor does over the years and have a good end to the season, which has proved vital at the time, because it got us into second place in the playoffs, and it gave us a fighting chance in the final.
And the next question then, Jason, obviously it leads us to next season. You mentioned the amount of promotions you've had in a short space of time. What's the expectation at the club going into the division higher?
Yeah, we'll consolidate. You know, I mean, we're not the biggest club. You know, you just have to look at some of the clubs we're watching the end of the York game and seeing them come down. It just magnifies what the task you've got ahead. You know, but we've earned the right to be in that. Have a good break, because I think we've all earned it, and then we'll sit down. But it's a massive league. I've been able to do one of them games, and it's a total different kind of fish. But you know, we've deserved to be there over the season. We're finished second, and for once, the first and second team have gone up, and it's just an unbelievable feeling at the moment.
I suppose the one thing, you know, you're full of jubilation at this moment in time. Your counterpart this afternoon stood probably about 20 yards away from you, from Stourbridge perspective, had an absolutely outstanding season. They've put that football club on the map. They've had a great FA Cup run. You've got a feel for him. I know there has to be a winner and a loser, but all managers, they probably feel the pain of each other. And what did you say to him at the end of the game this afternoon?
Well, I just give him a big call. You know, it is difficult. I mean, I've been there myself, went down, beat in the playoffs, semi-final 3 years ago or 4 years ago, when we were the best side on the night and got done right at the end of the game. So I've been there, know it feels, and it's not a great feeling. And to be honest, Stourbridge, the supporters were unbelievable today. Their supporters, you know, they travelled in the numbers. There must have been 400 or 500 of them. Made them in a great atmosphere, because there was 1,600 at the game, over 1,000 spin more times. And, you know, it was a credit to the Evo Stick. But you know, it's one of them where, you know, no matter how many words you say to Gary and John, it's not going to be enough. They've travelled a long way with no rewards. I think we'll come back stronger. They're a very, very strong side, and they'll certainly be in challenging with the promotion favourites for next year.
Well, Jason, a big thank you for coming on the show. On behalf of all the listeners, a big congratulations to you and everyone associated with Spennymoor. As an FC United fan, we're recording this at Broadhurst Park. We'll see you here next season. And a big thank you as well to Matt Rovers. And on behalf of all the listeners, we hope you never give an interview on this podcast ever again. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Ben.
Well done, Jason. Well done. Ben, it's... We've seen them, haven't we? We know the quality, the calibre of the teams that have come up. We know that the Northern Premier League this season, next season now, is still going to be massively strong. I mean, Starbridge, I've said it all along. I thought for me the team of the season, the team of the year from what they've done from an FA Cup perspective, and they put that club on the map. Some of the players have gone into league football and Premier League football. It just shows that the smaller clubs can get there, can do it, can make shocks. The FA Cup money will serve them a really good way for next season now for Stourbridge. They've got to be fancied one of the teams right up there again, and commiserations to them. But at the same time, Spennymoor, good footballing team. You can imagine coming to this pitch, playing on this ground here, Ben, always going up there. North East football quality, they always play in the right manner, and has to be winner and loser, and well done to Spennymoor, absolutely outstanding. And Jason Ainsley, 3 promotions in 4 years, that's what makes you a happy person when you're doing all the footballing.
Absolutely. And we should say we're waiting on Fazer Celtic against Ossett Town took the lead with about 10 minutes to go. It went to extra time though. Ossett Town getting Fazer getting an equaliser right at the death. It's now 4-2 to Fazer Celtic, so it's looking like Fazer Celtic will be finishing the playoffs in the final by winning them and going up to the next level.
Well, again,
and that's
be
weird, isn't it? Because that's first and second in all 3 divisions.
Yeah, in all 3 divisions, which is very, very seldom we've had that, have we? In fact, we've never had it, to be honest. It's always been that team that have come up from the rear, the 5th place team. I've ordinarily been the team that have done it, but this year, and again, we talked earlier on, didn't we, to Sibbo, 17 points separated Spalding and Witten, and that tells a story. And again, I don't want to rewrite the rule, but when there's that big a gap, sometimes you're going to have to look at the way things are done and possibly change it going forward. I know we know the rules at the beginning. Everyone says, you know what to do at the beginning. But sometimes, I remember Buxton a number of years ago, 23 points ahead and lost in the playoffs. And that can be like 7 or 8 games better than another team. And you scoring 100 plus goals as they have done, and if they've been beaten, I suppose, Witten by a team that finished 17 points below them, they would have been devastated. And it's hard to come back from that. And Buxton struggled for a couple of years and have now steadied the ship and in the Northern Premier Division. But they were a conference team, and they'd like to get that buyer again, I would have thought. But the teams that have won it, first and second, that means you've deserved it, as far as I'm concerned.
And we're going to hand back over to the studio in a second, to me, on Saturday night, because I'm going to try and get the winning interviews, managers on, because Cal McCauley is obviously... Enjoying himself, and it's looking likely Fazer Celtic will win. We should just mention Spalding, they've had a cracking season. They've had a change of manager as well. Dave Freckleton went to Gainsborough Trinity, but they've kept there in third position and got to the end of the season, got in the playoffs, and are pushed Witten all the way. For Fazer Celtic against Ossett Town, a special congratulations to Grant Black there at Ossett. I know we've said that a lot this season, but you can't understate what they've achieved.
They've changed the season around, haven't they? I mean, the two Ossett clubs, they've just changed places this season, haven't they? And Grant Black's done an absolutely tremendous job, and it's just fallen at the final hurdle. But teams come again, it's a testament to the way Ossett have played all season, and they'll be very disappointed. I mean, I know it's not over yet, but you would expect at 4-2 with a few minutes to go, then it'll probably finish like that. But Farsley finished second, and they've been tough all season, and therefore, they pushed Lancaster City all the way. And we talk about first and second all finishing and winning their respective playoffs or winning the league, and for the first time in a long time it's happened. So in a way there's sometimes a little bit of justice in that, Ben.
Let's hand over then to me interviewing Cal McCauley at some point in the future. So we're now joined by Cal McCauley, manager at Witten Albion. Big congratulations, my friend, superb stuff this afternoon.
Thanks, Ben, really appreciate that. It's been a long, hard fought season, and we finally get there, and it's a great achievement for everyone connected to Witten Albion Football Club, the players, the supporters, the staff, and the board and the chairman.
Now, I'm not going to ask you for your plans for next season, but when do you start thinking about next season, or have you already started on this journey on the way back home?
As soon as I get home from my holiday next week.
Super. We spoke to Andrew Simpson earlier, just on the full-time whistle, and we were talking about the jubilation in the crowd, a good crowd there of over 800. We spoke about Mark Harris and the need for the club to get back in the Premier Division. This does bode well now for next season, and you're hoping to kick on at least next season and perform well in the division above.
Yeah, definitely. We've already had a look, as you do as managers, you're always having a look to strengthen your side, and with that, we've watched many games in the Premier, and it's a tough division, it's a big gap, but I'm sure if we can, you know, go about our business in the right way, we'll be okay and we'll be fine in that division.
And just a closing thought then for you personally, and Carl, obviously this has been a superb season for yourself and all the players and the coaching staff, but it's also been a hard season, especially the last few months or so, trying to squeeze in all the fixtures. What does it mean for you personally? Because obviously there was what happened at Marina a couple of seasons ago, and then now this must be a really jubilant time for yourself personally.
Absolutely. It's been one of my best moments in football. And as a player, I've won the FA Trophy and won league titles. But as a manager, to do this, and you're sitting the other side of the fence where you can't really control what's happened on the pitch. So it's a massive, massive achievement, and especially what we've done, and you know, and getting 86 points, scoring 100 goals, playing Saturday, Tuesday. It's a big moment in the career of Adam football.
Well, Carl McCauley, a big thank you for joining us on this MPL playoff final day special, and a big good luck with your holiday. You've earned it. I think on behalf of all the listeners, I think we can safely say you've definitely earned it. Enjoy your holiday, and then we'll hear from you for the season preview in August.
Thanks, Ben.
So there's Carl McCauley, manager of Witten Albion, and a big congratulations.
A happy man.
To
very
Witten
hoarse
Albion.
As well. You notice he can hardly speak. He's been laughing and joking. Happy that happy. Oh, goodness gracious.
And a special congratulations to Fazer Celtic. Let's hear now from their management team after that win against Ossett Town after extra time.
So thanks, Ben. We're now joined by one of the joint managers at Fazer Celtic. We're now joined by the wonderful Neil Parsley. Hello, Neil. How are you?
I'm a lot better now, thank you. Yeah, fine. How are you?
I'm all good. So let's big congratulations on today's events. But it wasn't half nerve wracking, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's a good job I didn't have any hair anyway, because I'd have lost it all. That's what football brings to the party, innit? And I've seen it before. It's happened again, and it never ceases, does it? But that's why we're all involved with it. That's why we all love it. And that's why you guys report on it, because you love it. That's why me and John DC are managers, because we love it, and the players play. That's what the game's all about.
I mean, at the end, obviously it was all credit to Fazer Celtic and all credit to Ossett Town as well. It was one of them games. I mean, 7 minutes though of added time right at the end, finishing 2-2, a real titanic tussle between two proud Yorkshire non-league clubs. A great advert for the league and for non-league football in West Yorkshire as well, we should say.
Yeah, and there was 800 odd people there to witness what happened this afternoon. You know, the 7 minutes of added time, referee pulling his calf, other stoppages, etc., etc. And lo and behold, it's us that comes out on top. I've got to say, and I'm sure Ossett Town are hurting. I know that. I've been where they are. And fair play to Grant Black and his players. Like Richard Tracy did at Ossett Albion last year. Fantastic achievement to do what they've done. I know they're hurting, yeah. We came out on top today. We scored two good goals in extra time. But there was nothing in the game. There was absolutely nothing in the game of football this afternoon. But they came to our place 10 days ago, and they roughed us up a little bit. Fully deserved the victory. But it's today. We've reacted to that. We've approached the game better. We've handled the game better. And, you know, it's us that's come out victorious. So I'm really pleased, yeah.
I mean, one of the things we were talking about last week was the pressure on Fazer Celtic going in to the first of that playoff semi-final. The team who not normally gets picked to the title often struggles in the playoffs. That didn't happen midweek, and the pressure was on today, really, with as you say there, about Ossett Town being the underdogs, even though they did beat you a couple of weeks ago. It was all credit to Fazer Celtic, and one thing we picked up upon, for the first time ever in ages, the team first and second in all three divisions have gone up and got promoted. So there you go. The playoff system works for once.
Well, yeah, but the playoff system gives other teams an opportunity, doesn't it?
Yes.
And that was the opportunity that Ossett Town grasped at Scarborough the other night, and they had a chance today. The fact that we were 10 or 11 points ahead of them in the league table counted for nothing. We knew what was at stake. It is what it is. We scored 159 goals this season in cups and league, and I think that's decent. In anybody's book, yeah, that's absolutely decent. Really looking forward to having a nice summer recruiting, and looking forward to next season now.
Well, Neil, firstly, you need have a holiday. I think you've earned it, and I think John's I think you've all earned a holiday.
Are you going to pay? Are you going to pay for me to go away?
Oh no! I might buy you a pie next time I see you, Neil. But not.
Oh, good
not,
man.
Not,
yeah,
nothing
yeah,
like that.
I'll go for that. Yeah, yeah.
but Neil, a big congratulations to everyone at the club, and we'll speak to you in the summer for the preview when we start talking about the runners and riders in the NPL Premier Division, and Fazer Celtic are going to be one of those runners and riders. A big congratulations to yourself and everyone at the club, and safe journey home.
Hey Tom, man, thanks very much for your coverage and all the good work that you do for non-league football. It's people like yourselves and your colleagues that, you know, a lot of people oversee and the time that you put in, but fair play to you. Thanks very much.
So a big thank you there. So Fazer Celtic, Witton Albion, Shore Lane and Lancaster City all going up into the NPL Premier Division. Commiserations to Spalding United and to Ossett Town this afternoon. And a congratulations to Spennymoor Town. The Premier Division next season is going to be proper boom, banger, bang. We've got Altrincham.
I think we'll have to change it from boom, banger, bang to howie, man, bang, bang, bang.
Well, there's no North East teams in the NPL Premier next season. It's, I think that's the first time in ages that's not been
it's
the case.
It's a very good point. So you might as well cut that out now, Ben.
Now, that's the end of the show. A big thank you to Swampett. But that's us here on this NPL show special, recorded live at Broadhurst Park on a Saturday afternoon. Big congratulations to everyone. Commiserations to the sides who unfortunately didn't win in their playoff finals this afternoon. We'll be back on Friday with an NPL show review of the 2016-17 season.
Will.
Live from Swampy's Garden.
Well, possibly.
I think that's a good idea.
It could be, yes. But you never know. It might be back in the old heat and hop downstairs in the cellar. Berkey live from Dublin. Probably oozing Guinness from every pore and orifice. Looking forward to it though, Ben, looking forward to it, and also looking forward to, although it's just finished this season, looking forward to the NPL next season already.
We'll see you on Friday. Goodbye, everybody.
Take care.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.